conditions in Pidgeon, Michigan are 75 degrees with sunny skies. They are calling for a 0% chance of rain this evening. Winds are out of the south-southeast at 4 miles per hour and gusting up to 10 miles per hour. Visibility is at 10 miles. Barometric pressure is dropping at 30.03 inches and the dew point is at 61. It feels like it is 75 degrees out. The humidity is at 64%. Sunset is in about 42 minutes at 7:42 tonight. And we're currently in the waning crescent moon phase. So I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful day for football. On September 15th, we've had 12 hours and 31 minutes of daylight. We lost 20 minutes from just 7 days ago. Reese won the toss and he's elected to defer. So that puts Lakers out on kicking the ball, or excuse me, Lakers on offense to start this game. Your officials for tonight, your referee, Ben Tank, umpire, Rick Tank, linesman, Mike Dreyer, line judge is Mark Ruggles, and your back judge is Nathan Rose. Thank you to Lakers here hosting us tonight. Mark Weidman, athletic director, Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Kayla O'Neill with your call tonight on the WLAW Sports Network. As we're waiting for the Reese Rockets to break their huddle, Lakers is already out there donning their new jerseys this year. White pants, kind of going to an ode to the old days here. White pants, green jerseys, white numbers, white lettering, very bold. In that flat green paint on their helmets with the Laker wheel on both sides and a metallic shine black face mask. For the Reese Rockets, they come out in their maroon pants, their away jerseys, white jerseys. Maroon numbers and lettering, maroon helmets with yellow gold stripe down the middle, and gold face masks.
Kind of remind me of the Washington Redskins.
Very much so, yeah.
That'd be the closest reference I can think of.
So kicking off for Reese would probably be number 11, Gabe Robinson, tight end, safety, and kicker. He's a junior and made a field goal in week number one against Carroll. Deep back for the Lakers, that would be number one, Troy Chappell, and number eight, Jake Kretschmer. The kick, beautiful kick from Robinson, comes all the way down to the 3-yard line, brought in by Chappell there, and he's out to the 10-yard line, coming in into the 15, lowers that shoulder, and is pushing the pile forward out to about the 17-yard line, brought down by Matt Nobles on the special teams for Reese, and Lakers will start this drive at their own 17-yard line. First and 10, right to left across your radio.
Probably one of the better kickers we will see all season, Clark, as he put that one in the air all the way down to the 3-yard line. And then great special teams coverage by the Rockets as they get down there quickly, don't allow any missed tackles, and a long field is how the Lakers are going to start their first possession tonight.
First and 10 from the 17-yard line. Right to left across your radio are the Lakers working just inside of the right hash. Under center, that'd be Brennan Wisner. Double wing offense, which means there's a wing just outside the tight ends on both sides, a fullback in the backfield behind Wisner. Wisner surveying, there goes the whole huddle. The man in motion, that'd be number 23, Preston Warren. And as a handoff up the get, Preston Warren gets it. He's out to about the 19-yard line, a gain of 2 on the play as the pile moves forward. On the bottom of the pile is a fresh white jersey somewhere. And that would be number 52, Logan Rocha, a linebacker for Reese. Second down, and they're actually going to give him 3 yards on the play. Second down and 7.
Clark explained it very well. Instead of a wing T, you take the outside T backers and you put them over top of the tight ends on each side. And when the play starts, the whole Lakers unit sets down at the same time. They snap the ball. And then it's a read option between Wisner and his fullback. And then one of the tight ends, or wing backers in this case, go in motion, and that's the way the play is going
to
go.
And it's pitch out to the left to number 11, Taylor Cady. He has the seam. He's out across the 25, across the 30, yet still on his feet at the 40, and finally forced out of bounds near midfield by Ethan Grenia, the cornerback, as he chases him down at the 48-yard line and pushes him out of bounds. It's a 28-yard gain from the 20 to the 48-yard line at midfield. The Lakers are rolling already.
All right, that's a big play right out of the get-go here, guys. As Katie comes as that right wing backer, and when the play is snapped, he comes behind the backfield. They pitch it out to him, and a great block on the left side of the line, and Katie just goes right to the sideline and turns it upfield. And that block, number 80, that's Nick Siegfried. He makes a heck of a block out there to spring Katie down the sideline.
Double wing offense, Brennan Wisner under in man motion, be Preston Warren. It's going to be up the gut, and this one goes nowhere fast. It's stuck at the 48-yard line. Tackle made by Luke DeRussell. Out of the bottom of the pile, that would be the keeper, number 8, Jake Kretschmer on the run. No gain, second down and 10, still at the 48-yard line. 0-0, Lakers with the first possession of the night.
So Kretschmer is going to be your fullback all night. In this case, the The double backer on the left side goes in motion to the right, but it's a quick handoff right to Kretschmer up the middle, and he actually runs right into the back of his offensive lineman. Good pursuit by the Reese Rocket defensive line to force a stop for no gain.
Moving right to left in a safe hit. Pitch out to Kretschmer around the right side. Reese jerseys dragging him across midfield and finally brought down to the Reese 49-yard line by Tyler Turbush. It's a 3-yard gain for Kretschmer. Third down and 7 now. Lakers in Reese territory.
So what you'll see a lot of times early in this game, you've seen one of the backers on the wings go in motion as the play begins. In this case, nobody goes in motion, so now they have an extra end on the end, and that's where they do. They pitch it to Kretschmer this time instead of him diving up the middle, and he goes around the right side for very little gain. He gets maybe 3 yards, and now it's third down and 7 on the Laker 49-yard line.
Reese 49-yard line. Man in motion, that's Preston Warren. Wisner down in the pocket, throwing it, and this one is into the hands. Taylor Cady tipped it at the original line of scrimmage, could not bring that one in, nearly intercepted as Reese was diving for it before it hit the turf. Incomplete pass, and Lakers can be forced with a 4th down and 7. More likely, here comes the punt team.
And good defensive stop there by the Reese Rockets, but Lakers did exactly what they wanted. They run the ball, and on 3rd and 7, they set up play action, and the quarterback sells it well as Brennan Wisner fakes the handoff, turns around, and when there are two Reese Rockets in your face, that's exactly what you want. A little lob pass to Cady, and he's got nothing but free space, but in this case, the throw is a little too long.
And the punt is not long enough as Brennan Wisner, also the punter, and he kicks this one out of bounds, does not have the distance, and it went off the side of his foot, and it's going to say they went out of bounds at the 41-yard line. So only an 8-yard punt when all said and done for Brennan Wisner.
Yeah, Clark, that definitely looked like one of your tee shots. I know
yes,
you haven't
did.
Heard that all year, but that was straight off the end of the club and directly out of bounds. It almost missed the track on the far side. So a pretty disappointing special teams play there by Lakers. But Reese Rockets, a good defensive stand, now with very good field position to start their first drive as they send a wide receiver out to the right.
A little bit of a pro set approach here. Quarterback under center. That would be Adam Fisher. And it's a handoff going through the right. Actually going to be pass run option. And Fisher's going to keep it for himself before he is brought down by James Dubes in the backfield. A yard loss at the 40-yard line at the right hash. And Lakers on the spot there. Not falling for it and bring him down for a loss.
A lot of fakes there, Clark. Hard to keep track of. They do set up in what an I formation. They got a wide receiver out to the right, and they run a triple option from that set. As he run read option with his fullback, and then when he come to the outside, then he's got his extra running back to run his next option with, and the quarterback faked it, kept it himself around the edge, but good pursuit by the linebackers and defensive line of Lakers, and they get their first tackle for loss of the game.
Fisher under center, hands it off to number 13, coming around the left end, Nick Curtis, and he cannot find the corner as Lakers defense there again in the backfield. Preston Warren leading the charge, another loss of a yard, and now it's 3rd and 12.
And this time they overload the right side. Reese looks like they're going to run right. They have one guy who's going to reverse field and run like a misdirection back to the left. I believe it was Nick Curtis, and he takes that handoff around the left side. And again, they've overloaded the right side. Not as many blockers on the left. He needs to make a guy miss. He can't, and an excellent tackle there by Preston Warren in open space for yet another loss of yard.
3rd and 12, 0-0 tie, and Fisher rolling to his right, looking downfield to pass, and he's going to have to keep this for himself, and Lakers is there to bring him down for a third straight tackle for a loss. This one goes in the hands of Cody Brownell and Reese. 3 plays, 3 losses of yards, and now it is 4th down and 14 for the Rockets.
It's almost like Lakers had the playbook in their hands. They played excellent defense on the first 3 plays. That play action pass was fooling no one after 2 runs for a loss. Great pass coverage out there by the Lakers, and then good penetration by the defense led by Cody Brownell getting the first sack of the game. And now it's Reese's turn to punt it away.
And punting away is number 11. Gabe Robinson, and this one does kind of follow suit, but it has a nice Reese bounce. It bounces inside the 20-yard line and comes dead at the 17-yard line where the Rockets special teams downs that. So with 7:10 left in the first quarter, we've had a 0-0 tie, both teams with one possession so far, and no one really getting very far at all.
Now a couple first down by the Laker offense before their drive stalled. Reese, three plays, and that was it. Been a great punt there. Special teams in a close game. Special teams sometimes is the difference, Clark, and Gabe Robinson making the biggest impact in the game by either team right now with an excellent kickoff to start the game.